It's 8:48 at WFIR. Time for Ask the Expert. My guest this morning is Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Hi, Don. How are you?
Hi, Joey. Good morning. Real good.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Don. Appreciate you calling in this morning. And as we get going here, Don, we're going to touch a little bit this morning on the topic of cremation. Now, Don, what are some of the other cremation options that you offer families at Evergreen?
Well, in recent weeks, we've talked about our Be a Tree program, which is a new program and really popular, where cremated remains are buried in a biodegradable urn and a tree is planted on top. But we have other cremation options at our burial parks. We have niches, which are above ground units that the urn is placed in. We can bury the urn on the family lot. And something else we offer are monuments and benches. We call them alcoves. That are like monuments, but you can put an urn inside the monument.
Okay. Speaking with Don Wilson at Evergreen Memorial Trust, Don, not everyone wants to be cremated for different reasons. Again, you just mentioned talked about being a tree and what other options you talk about. Are there any other options that Evergreen does offer, Don, for folks that would choose cremation?
Well, sure. You know, we can you use the bench or the niches in the, and we even allow scattering on a family lot. It's a little bit different way that we do it, but a place to go is just really important to our families. So, you know, we don't want folks to think that they have to take the urn home because that's what they see on TV and put it on the mantle. A place to go to pay respects is really important to families.
Speaking with Don Wilson at Evergreen Memorial Trust, this edition of Ask the Expert. Don, can you bury cremated remains at a cemetery?
Oh, absolutely. That's, as I mentioned a minute ago, we can bury the urn on the family lot. And sometimes folks just have a memorial, say they're buried at the church, but they want to have a place to go to connect with their family on the family lot. So we have just a memorial only for that person, and that's very appropriate and important to do for folks.
You know, Don, there seems to be a lot of talk about cremation. What if a person doesn't want that? What can they do then?
Well, then we go back to the traditional, burial on a family lot. We also offer lots with upright monuments. We're the only cemetery in town that offers those that option, and it's very popular. They're flush bronze memorials that are nice and level with the lawn, and mausoleum entombment. Mausoleum entombment is something that's popular and affordable. We have a community mausoleum. You can build your own family private mausoleum, which we have several of at our cemeteries.
Don Wilson at Evergreen Memorial Trust. Don, before I let you go, if our listeners would like to discuss with you what you've talked about today about cremation or what have you, maybe picking up one of the planning guides that you have, what's the easiest way for listeners to reach out to you?
That's right. They can give us a call. If you've got cremains at home and you don't know what to do with them, give us a call at 342-2593 or visit us on the web at evergreenmemorialtrust.com.
Again, that's evergreenmemorialtrust.com. Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Good to talk to you, my friend. We'll talk again in a couple of weeks.
All right, Joey. Take care. Thank you.
This has been Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.